This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you have read any long form features over the last couple of years on NFL players or coaches or teams, more than likely one of them was by Tyler Dunn. He is a phenomenal profile writer. He has gained major notoriety in finding angles of stories and quirks and personalities and backstories that so many others just had no idea about. And now he is launching a brand new vertical, which is very cool, called Go Long. And he joins us this morning on the show after a career covering the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Bills for the Buffalo News. He now joins us and after Bleacher Report as well, courtesy of Go Long. Ty, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning, DA. I appreciate that intro, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure, brother. Thanks so much for dropping on by. And let me ask you about the topic of the day. Why do you think that Tom Brady avoided shaking the hand of Nick Foles and Jared Goff? Was it as easy as, hey, I'm not necessarily friends with those guys? Or do you think we're seeing some chinks in the armor of sportsmanship from a guy that's always known as a good sportsman?
That's a hot one out of the gate, man. I thought about it, and I'm not really sure. I think that Tom Brady obviously is one of the most cutthroat competitors of all time, any sport. We know that. So maybe there is something to this. You know what I mean? I mean, Nick Foles beat him in a Super Bowl. He faced Jared Goff in another Super Bowl. Maybe there is some bad blood there. I don't know of any. I know Jared Goff pretty well. We've talked several times over the years. It's never come up. I haven't heard of anything with Nick Foles, but hey, it makes for good speculation here, and we can try to figure it out. But I would just be guessing.
The Green Bay Packers, who you've covered intimately, you have a number of sources there, you've written about extensively, are one of these really weird teams of the NFL this year, where at times they can look brilliant, and then at times they can just, the light switch flips off. And we saw that in the second half against the Colts on Sunday. We've seen some bad losses from them, some lethargic efforts. How do you explain that kind of Jekyll and Hyde of the Green Bay Packers this year?
It's strange because you saw it last year too. It seemed whenever they flew out west that they just became like this shell of themselves. I think this is a very talented team, and this is a team that can go the distance, can win it all. If you have Aaron Rodgers, obviously you can. And I think that Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst have brought in a specific type of player that is just tougher. I mean, I really believe that. This is a team that can win in the trenches, at least on offense, and push other teams around. But then, like you said, the switch is turned off, and they look like something else. So I tend to believe they'll figure this out. I think in the NFC especially, the way they looked against New Orleans, the way that they've looked against some of these better teams, they can stay in any game because they can run the ball. We know they can throw, but they can still impose their will. I think that they have, you know, three legit backs. We haven't seen much of A.J. Dillon yet this season, and we're going to have some stuff on this all in the coming weeks. But, I mean, he is a legit stud in the making there, and I think they're kind of just saving him. And I love what they did. I know it caught a lot of criticism, and you kind of look at that performance in the second half against Indy, and you think, my gosh, they could have used a lineman. They could have used a DB. They could have used something to help you there, a receiver that doesn't fumble in overtime. But I think that what they're doing, bridging the present and the future and kind of building two teams within one here, is something other teams aren't willing to do, can't do, and Green Bay's been doing it since 1992. So they're getting the benefit of the doubt from me, and I think that there is some toughness within the makeup of the roster that we'll see in the playoffs.
Tyler Dunn joins us this morning here on the show. With the Buffalo Bills, one of the coolest stories in football is the Bills being good again. One of the bummers is that they're going to host a playoff game and there's not going to be any fans in attendance, unfortunately, because Bills Mafia would have made that a freaking party. But the Bills have the inside track in winning the AFC East. And this really starts when they hire Sean McDermott and he begins to build this thing brick by brick 3-4 years ago. You had seen the inside of this organization. You had seen the misery over 15 years. You had seen the streak of non-playoff seasons. How heavy was the lifting when they hired Sean McDermott? How far do they have to go to get it to where it is right now?
More than people even know, DA. And if I can throw in a shameless plug, our first piece is today. It'll be a two-parter on Go Long. We'll look exactly at this, you know, around Josh Allen and the pressure facing him this final month and a half of the season. And I think a big part of this story is where the team was before Sean McDermott got there. People had no idea how just awful that foundation was, how it was just rotting under Rex Ryan. I mean, there's what you saw. I mean, he's sashaying up to the podium in a Clemson helmet. He's jumping out of airplanes. He's eating dog biscuits. He's, you know, there wasn't a camera that Rex didn't love. But beyond the comedy, I mean, it was bad internally. I mean, there was stuff kind of happening there that nobody knew about where things had to change from a very just fundamental standpoint. So Sean McDermott's done that. And look, it hasn't been perfect. And as people will see, there is a certain quarterback that the Buffalo Bills came very, very close to drafting, that they didn't draft. That's a little better than Josh Allen, but they end up with Josh Allen. We're seeing improvement out of him, and I think that next step for him is kind of flipping it mentally. He's got the arm to just tear up one-on-one coverage. He's athletic. He's got that magic. Teammates love fighting for this guy. I think he really does lift everybody around him in that sense, but can you lift him with his mind? And talking to scouts around the NFL, talking to guys like Kurt Warner, they just don't see that yet out of Josh Allen. That ability to process mentally is what's going to separate you in January. I mean, not unlike Lamar Jackson. So that's going to be the next step, and we're going to find out if he can take it because with what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are doing, it's going to be difficult.
What are the types of things that were so ugly or rotting within the Bills organization that was behind the scenes that they had to fix?
Oh, boy, where do you start? I had players tell me that, you know, he just didn't care if you went out partying the night before practices, you know, flights back from games, just booze being all over the place on demand. You know, local golf course here in Orchard Park, you know, 10 minutes from my house, actually, just a source saying, you know, coaches would just show up, wreak havoc. I mean, a lot of little things that, you know, if you look at them individually, you might think, who cares, players coach. And to a man, you talk to these players, and they love, they'll say they love Rex. You know, they get them jacked up. They like, you know, he'd be kind of a little bit more laid back than a Sean McDermott. But when those little things kind of compound and add up, you have a team that just doesn't live up to expectations. I mean, they're 8-8. They were 7-9. There was a ton of talent on those teams. Defensively, you know, under Jim Schwartz the year before, they shut down Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. They got studs everywhere offensively. Shady McCoy, Percy Harvin, Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins. But I think a big reason they never did punch through was that foundation, all those little things adding up under Rex, which Sean McDermott came in, cleaned up, and here they are.
Go Long is the new vertical for Tyler Dunn. He does an amazing job finding stories where other people don't realize the stories. It's a great place to find your deep dives on the NFL. You've done some amazing profiles over the years. Was there one where you were more surprised, more stunned at what came out of it as you tried to uncover things? I think about your Sammy Watkins profile. That took a lot of people by surprise because of the types of things Watkins said. He was having a bit of an out-of-body experience a couple of times when you spoke with him, and he speaks in a real ethereal, cosmic kind of way. But was there a deep dive profile that, you know, kind of took you aback as you wrote it?
I mean, I think that's the perfect spot right there. I mean, there was nothing that really came close to that conversation with Sammy Watkins. I think we chatted for almost six hours down there at his favorite restaurant in Orlando. We could have talked for five or six more. I mean, this guy, he can really make you believe in a lot of this stuff. And I know it can kind of sound crazy on its face to say you're playing the game in your dream Saturday night before you actually play on Sunday. And it can sound crazy to talk about these different dimensions and spirits that kind of float all about and just wash into us and are a part of us and make us do good, make us do bad, and deflecting the bad. And this energy concept, it can sound wild, but when you really talk to Sammy Watkins over time, you know what? I'm going to say it. He had me several times over. He had me believing and thinking of times in my life when maybe I experienced the same thing, and he can have that effect on you. So it was crazy. It was wild, and I kind of had to do a double take when he's talking about, you know, maybe people wanting him to get hurt, and boom, it happens. But that's just how deep Sammy Watkins takes it, and it was remarkable. I think at some point I'd love to catch up with him again and maybe go for another 5-6 hours and see where this all goes.
Sammy Watkins was a very significant piece of Clemson's dynasty. He was one of those early pieces that Dabo recruited where he helped turn Clemson from they're going to Clemson again this year, good but never great, stubbed their toe, bad loss, never good enough to win the ACC, to being a powerhouse and now a traditional perennial champion. What was Sammy Watkins' backstory? Where did he grow up? What type of person was he when he's growing up, his family life? Because he's a significant football player, but also he has a lot of out-of-box theories and thinkings.
You know, I think that's a big part of it too, D.A., is where he comes from down in Florida, Fort Myers area, his neighborhood. I mean, obviously you hear a lot of guys that will come from rougher areas, rougher neighborhoods, but this is just next level. I mean, you're talking about, you know, so many of his friends, so many of his relatives, one of his brothers getting involved in a huge RICO investigation down there, just a huge racketeering case. I haven't caught up on the latest, but I know it was going to go to trial here for a few more of them just a few months ago. So to escape that and not get sucked into that lifestyle is really remarkable. I mean, it is an escape unlike any you'll find out of any NFL player. I mean, when everybody that is in his life is doing wrong at a very, very high level. And I think that weighed on him that first year in Buffalo. His brother was actually living with him up there, and his brother gets taken down because he might get locked up for his life. And Sammy's paying his bond money, and his mind is going in all these different places, and he's depressed, and he's drinking, and day-to-day, he just doesn't know how he's going to get by. He was in a rough place that first year, second year in Buffalo, when we all thought he was a bust because he's getting hurt all the time. And to get out of that, I think he just really put himself in his room, as he said, let his mind wander, fell down YouTube rabbit holes, studied different religions, different theories about dimensions and etheric bodies and astral realms and all of this. And I think he just became like intoxicated on that information and wanting to learn more and more and more, push his mind to different limits he didn't even know existed. And now he's really genuinely at peace. I know maybe there's some folks that read his words on a screen and think, man, this guy is troubled. Where is he at? What is he even thinking? But after everything he's been through with his family, with his friends, with being called a boss, with all the injuries, this helped him get out of that place. And you can just see it in his face. You can hear it in his voice. He's a different Sammy Watkins now than he was then, in just being at peace.
Tyler Dunn joins us, NFL writer, and his new vertical is called Go Long. How can our listeners sign up and get it and get all your great stories?
Man, I appreciate it. You can go right to my Twitter if you'd like, at Ty Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. We have a link there. The URL is golongtd.com, and it's on Substack. And right now, I'm just going to roll out a lot of these stories for free so people can kind of get a sense for what to expect. But if they like, they can hit the subscribe button as well. I'm not going to be opposed to that.
Very cool. Ty is one of the best in covering the NFL. I highly encourage you to check out his new project, Go Long is the vertical, Go Long TD. Check it out on Substack, as he said, as well as follow him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. Ty, man, congratulations on this project. This looks super cool. Can't wait to see what you guys do with this. And I appreciate the time today, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Tyler Dunn joining us this morning here on the show. Again, it's Go Long is his new vertical covering the NFL, which is fantastic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.